Israel's blockade in Lebanon is ending. Christians are helping. Ministry wives are taking a look through a window in a glass house. And a media program disciples the budding church in Japan. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The ceasefire continues between Hezbollah and Israel. Now it appears an Israeli air and sea blockade is ending. The humanitarian division of the Evangelical Free Church of America, Touch Global, is assisting the thousands still displaced. Touch Global's Jim Snyder says they're working with an EFCA church in Beirut.
They've been reaching out to the needs of hundreds of families, which have obviously been predominantly Islamic families that now are very open to not just receiving assistance, but the presentation of the gospel.
Bible distribution goes along with the physical aid, and they're reading it. Snyder says unconditional love is providing these opportunities.
It's the one thing that penetrates any culture or any religion is the demonstration of compassion. And simply responding to their needs has opened up so many doors for lifelong relationships and being able to reach into, you know, areas that up until now have been impenetrable.
Funding is needed. Go to our website to help. Next, Voice of the Martyrs Canada sources say a Muslim mob burned down the Indonesia Evangelical Mission Church building in the Singkil area in Aceh 6 nights ago. Word of a planned revival meeting spread amongst the radical Muslims in the community. The church is now meeting for worship in a local home. Earlier this year, the Indonesian province of Aceh became the first to institute and enforce Sharia law. Pray that the believers of this church will be steadfast in their service for the Lord. You're listening to Mission Network News. In the U.S., Tex Tippett of Sammy Tippett Ministries will be speaking at the Window in a Glass House Ministry Wives Conference next month. It's the brainchild of Shirley Walker, a pastor's wife in San Antonio, Texas. Walker realized the struggles among ministry leaders' wives are similar.
He may have gone to seminary. He's been equipped to do that place of service. Most of the time, she's just kind of come along for the ride, and there aren't a lot of opportunities for these wives to be equipped for their place of service alongside of their husband.
Walker says encouragement can go a long way for these women.
Many of the places where she sacrifices for the ministry, they go unnoticed. And where her husband can be verbally encouraged for his place of service, her place of service behind him and alongside of him does not always receive the same kind of encouragement.
The conference is slated for October 19th through the 21st in San Antonio. Registration's open now. Go to our website. Next, while many U.S. Christians turn off their lights and head to church or other activities on Halloween night, the American Tract Society is encouraging you to stay home this year and reach out with the gospel. Fern Knable with ATS says they're helping Christians do that through their Light Up the Night campaign.
We're really excited about our new track. It is actually called Light Up the Night, and it glows in the dark. And so people can really have a witness on Halloween night, whether at their home or at their church with like a fall festival.
ATS hopes to ship out 4 million tracts this Halloween, their busiest time of the year. Knable says Barna's research indicates this is a strategic outreach.
He states that 85% of Christians made their faith to commitment to Christ between the ages of 4 and 14. So that's the age group that's out visiting and visiting homes. And so they're really ready and they're looking for something. And this is the way you can share the love of Jesus Christ with these young people.
Go to our website for more information on the campaign. And the life of a typical Japanese is wrapped up in rituals of Shinto and Buddhist religion. To change that is to reject the culture and heritage in many minds. The result is that the average church in Japan has about 30 members. Back to the Bible's Japanese ministry, Be Japan, is working to teach and encourage isolated Japanese Christians who are hungry for God's Word. A recent workshop addressed the topics process towards discipleship and roadblocks to spiritual maturity. More seminars are planned. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's DVD, Made in the Middle East, is available by calling our resource line 1-800-995-4828. This award-winning film will help you understand the Middle East situation better so that you can pray more effectively for this troubled region of the world. I'm Greg Yoder.